The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, this is Ray Hignum. Welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. Have a question for me? Hit me up on Twitter. My handle is @RayHignum, and you can use the hashtag AskRay. Feel free to hit me with any question around building your home-based business, whether it's marketing, prospecting, mindset, recruiting, etc. Be more than happy to help you out. Today's question comes from Megan Knox. Megan Knox asks, leadership. You've got new team members. Now what? How to keep people motivated? Well, there's a few things that I can give you there. First of all, have a process. Have a process that when you bring in a new team member, there's a certain set of actions that get kicked off that not only you do, but you teach your new recruit that they do as well. There's a saying out there, I first heard it from, I believe it was Scott Ross, and he said, teach to teach so you can go to the beach, right? And so always, always, always make sure that what you are doing is systematic, can be duplicated, and you're telling people to duplicate it. Okay, sometimes people just assume, well, they're going to do what I did. No, they won't, unless you tell them to. And so tell them, all right? So my suggestion, there's a lot of people that will give you different suggestions. My suggestion is have a fast start training. Have a fast start training that does a few different things. Number one, informs them how important how important events are, because events are where the magic happens. There is no top earner in network marketing that doesn't attend their company events, okay? Number two, encourage them at whatever level they're at. So if someone comes on board and they're a customer, don't just talk about being a relentless business builder or they will actually feel bad. So in your fast start training, talk about the events, talk about, you know, hey, if you're a customer, awesome. I'm about to get into something that's more for team builders. Feel free to listen, but don't, you know, if you're not wanting to be a team builder, that's totally cool. Right? So you want to, don't make people feel bad with where they are, make them feel great. And that's something that, you know, people leave scenarios that make them feel bad. They stay in scenarios that make them feel good. Point them, teach them where to locate the answers to the common questions. Teach them how to use your company support. I know many uplines, you might as well call them, customer service, because they answer all back office questions. They answer all questions of all uplines anywhere. Shipping question? Here, let me log into your back office and check it out. Okay. You'll never have a humongous team if you're also customer support. Utilize the resources of the company. That's why those people are paid. So utilize those resources of the company and teach people how to properly use customer support and when they should use customer support versus you versus your group. So I would suggest having some kind of Facebook group where people can ask their questions, stay positive, post their results, welcome people to the team, et cetera, and so forth. Now, as far as keeping people motivated, number one suggestion, get them to events. That's what fires people up. That's where the magic happens. Number two, be an example of what you want them to be. So if you want your people to recruit more people, then you recruit more people. You're the only person that can, you know, that can totally dictate your success inside this profession. You should not be hanging your hat on your existing team or any team you ever built. It is up to you. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't want your team to succeed. You do, but you need to be that example and inspire them with what you are doing. As far as keeping people motivated, one of the best ways is through stories. So, you know, one thing that we do for our team is every week we feature someone new and someone new that's getting some results, and it doesn't have to be big results. It could be sometimes we've had people on that they've been in the team for 3 years and they finally got their first recruit, right? You may not think that's impressive, but how many people in your team don't have their first recruit? And how powerful is it to hear that someone stuck with us for 3 years and finally got their first recruit? So you need, you know, featuring people that have great stories. The best stories aren't the people that had the fastest success, because that's not relatable to the bulk of the team. Okay, you can feature those people, that's fine. Give them some love, show them the limelight, but it is better to actually highlight people who maybe struggled for a really long time and finally created success, even if it's a small one. So, a lot at you, Megan. Hopefully that helps you out. And also, if you'd like, we created a company generic Fast Start CD. It's something that you can hand out to your reps. We have leaders that literally hand them out for all of their new reps. You can check it out at rayhigdon.com/HBFS. That's rayhigdon.com/HBFS. It stands for Home Business Fast Start. That may be also beneficial to you, especially if your company doesn't have a rock solid Fast Start training. And there you go, my friend. Hope you got benefit, and everyone else listening, we'll talk to you in the next podcast. Bye for now.